talking today with Spencer Strzok, who, of course, is one of the Oklahoma contestants here at the National FFA Convention. Spencer, FFA Creed contest. You made it through a couple of rounds yesterday into the Final Four on this Friday. Were you excited when you found out you were in the Final Four?
I was very excited. I was very anxious to see how I did at the banquet last night. We had, of course, they announced all the bronze and the silver, and then it came down to five of us, and I was just had my fingers crossed, and it was very exciting to make it this far, and it's definitely going to give me a lot of confidence in the future to know that I was in the top four nationally in the Creed contest. Gained a lot of confidence, I believe.
Now, of course, you've just presented. Two down, two to go as far as the contestants, so even as we speak. How did it feel to be up on stage? You know, tell me what ran through your mind.
Well, right before I went on stage, all of a sudden I just got very nervous, was red. I was very anxious to see what it would be like, and I was worried that I was just going to get really nervous. But once I got on stage and got through about the first sentence, I was just seemed real relaxed and natural. It wasn't a big deal for me to talk to everyone and look at everyone. It was a lot, I thought, more easy as far as that went. Now, my questions, I do feel that I handled them really well. I didn't get red and nervous, you know, my face didn't, and I never really paused, so I thought I handled them pretty well. They were some pretty challenging questions that I haven't really seen. I've seen similar to them, but it was just very confidential, and I hope that I do good in advance. And either way, at this point, as you know, I'll be successful from here on out.
One of these things you can say is, I did all I can.
Yeah. I did all I could do, and that's about exactly.
I'll tell you, one of the questions I thought was pretty interesting, you were asked about the relevance of the Creed. You know, it was written in the days of the Depression. Comes today, another economic recession. Is it still relevant in your mind?
In my mind, it is still very relevant. I mean, we still got to rely on respect, of course, but one of the main things that's very important to me that I feel we still need to focus on with our economic situation and everything would be bargaining over begging. I mean, that is just, if we can bargain with the people around us and show that we are willing to give back to them instead of just wanting to take stuff all the time, I just feel it would make us much more successful as a nation or as a community or an FFA chapter or whatever it may be. There's not a lot I would change about the Creed today. You know, I feel that just about all of it still applies very well and is very understandable. So there's nothing that I would change, and I do feel that it still applies very well today as it did in the 1930s when it was being adopted and written.
Now, you know, I know obviously, you know, as you think about the Creed and the fact that it starts out and it's got several times where it states, I believe, it's very much one that works well for students that are looking to the future of agriculture.
Yes, starting out each paragraph with that, I just feel shows that you do truly believe in that, and you are going to try to go back home or wherever it may be and try to exert that and, you know, try to become more successful through teamwork or respect or whatever, leadership, I mean, whatever it may be. I feel that it is still very important, and I believe is certainly, you know, what most creeds usually start with, but in this case, this is one of the best well-written creeds that I've ever written.
Now, obviously, you've had a lot of time that you've put into the Creed over the course of coming up through the chapter and then the regional levels and state and now here at the national. What's ahead for you as far as your FFA experience?
Well, I'm very excited to get started this next year. I'm planning, last year, all I really did in the spring was the Creed, and this year I'm planning on saying at least one speech and definitely participating in junior and senior Parley Pro. I'm very excited to get started with that and also livestock judging and so on and so forth. This making it this far in the Creed was very motivating as far as public speaking or Parley Pro or whatever it may be might go. This fall, you know, I said the Creed in the fall, we just have that one contest there at the Dover PI, and I did not make it out of the first round, and I was pretty discouraged. And my uncle Shane Clifton one night in the spring when we were on the way back from a basketball game, I told him that I wasn't going to say a speech. I really didn't want to do Parley Pro, and I wasn't much I was going to do. And he said that was not acceptable. And he was the one that kind of talked me into it, and I ended up doing the creed again, and here I am. So I see myself very successful in participating in about as much as I can in our chapter in the future.
Okay, great. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.